The Portland-Montreal pipeline carries conventional crude oil in 18 to 24-inch pipes from Portland, Maine through New England to Montreal. Its route crosses about 60 miles in the northeast corner of Vermont. The pipeline company is considering reversing the flow in order to transport tar sands oil from Montreal to Portland. In an April ruling, the District 7 Environmental Board noted that while there are no concrete plans by the company to reverse the pipeline flow, it is not hypothetical. It also noted that the company is actively and aggressively seeking the opportunity to, quote, convey tar sands oil, unquote, through the existing pipeline. The jurisdictional opinion concluded that any flow reversal for transport of tar sands oil would require an Act 250 permit because it would be a substantial change to a pre-existing development. This week, a Vermont environmental regulator upheld the ruling. The review by the District Environmental Commission was requested by a number of environmental groups concerned about potential tar sands transport through the pipeline. Conservation Law Foundation Senior Attorney Sandra Levine says the ruling confirms the need for further environmental review if the flow is reversed.
This pipeline in Vermont goes through some very sensitive natural areas, and both during construction as well as during operation, there's risks to those environmental resources in Vermont. It's important that those impacts are reviewed, and that's what will happen under Act 250. The Act 250 is unique to Vermont, and it is very broad in its review of impacts. In that way, I think it is perhaps more stringent than some of the other permitting that the project may need to go through.
350.org Vermont spokesperson Andy Simon believes the ruling illustrates new awareness about tar sands.
The Act 250 District 7 Commission for 5 years ago didn't bother to review the same proposal that came through and then was canceled because of the economic situation. So it signals a real change and growing public awareness of tar sands in general and this pipeline and the danger that it could pose to the Northeast Kingdom in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. All of these are in danger if a tar sands spill occurs. And it's very good that Act 250 is paying attention to it.
The environmentalists realize that the company could obtain a permit through the Act 250 review process. But Andy Simon is doubtful that would occur.
It's true. They could go through the hearing process and get the permit. And that's unlikely in my opinion, but it seems that the company has worries about whether they'd get the permit too, because they asked for a reconsideration of the original opinion, which was that Act 250 applied. And now they are faced with the possibility of taking it to court and disputing this jurisdiction in a state environmental court or a federal court.
Portland Pipeline spokesman Jim Merrill declined to be interviewed. He sent an email to WAMC that simply states, quote, Portland-Montreal Pipeline Corporation has learned of the permitting decision in this matter and is considering its options at the present time, unquote. The company could request a review of the decision of the district coordinator by the Natural Resources Board. If the ruling is upheld, the company could then appeal to the Vermont Environmental Court. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.